If you don't know about flyer deals on Instacart, this message is for you. Flyer deals are like strolling through your favorite store looking for deals, but you're scrolling your phone and maybe you're in bed because getting delivery doesn't mean you have to miss deals like you'd get at the store. Like the one creamer that doesn't make your stomach hurt or the pasta sauce you can't not buy when it's on sale. So download the Instacart app, shop flyers, and never miss a deal on one of your favorites. Plus, get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes.
Want to pull off the season's freshest trends? You just need the right shoes. That's where Designer Shoe Warehouse comes in. Loving wide-leg jeans? Pair them with sleek, low-profile sneakers. Obsessed with the sheer trend? Try it with mesh flats. Feeling boho? Comfy sandals nail the whole free-spirited thing. Find on-trend shoes from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at DSW.
Thumbtack presents the ins and outs of caring for your home. Out. Indecision. Overthinking. Second-guessing every choice you make. In. Plans and guides that make it easy to get home projects done. Out. Beige on beige on beige. Ugh. In. Knowing what to do, when to do it, and who to hire. Start caring for your home with confidence. Download Thumbtack today.
With 0-0 in the top of the seventh, that game is on the AM side. Mets trying to rally against the Miami Marlins. They were being no hit until Francisco Lindor picked up a one-out single in the bottom of the sixth inning. They trail that game 2-0. So it's a matinee day of baseball. We keep you posted, and of course, we'll analyze it all once the games go final.
Aren't we Northeast people? Shouldn't these guys be able to hit in the cold?
Well,
four hits between our two teams.
We're Northeast people, but some of the guys are not from the Northeast.
That's true. That's a good point.
You know?
That's a very good point.
So tell me if you have an issue with this. In fact, I'm not even going to offer an opinion. I'm just going to leave it out for you guys to decide, and then maybe I'll offer an opinion. The Mets are playing a day game, like we mentioned, against the Marlins.
Mm-hmm.
Before the game, they decided to honor a team. They decided to honor St. John's. And so Zuby and Patino and I think one other guy went out there and they threw out first pitches to honor St. John's.
Three guys threw out first pitches?
I think it was three, yes.
Oh, okay.
St. John's had a wonderful season.
Did they throw strikes?
I don't know. I don't know about the balls and strikes. Right. I cannot report on that. But St. John's had a wonderful season. They got knocked out the second round. Is that really throw out the first pitch, honor at Citi Field worthy?
I mean, I guess so, because it's been so long for St. John's. I mean, they won the Big East, and they were a 2-seed. I'm going to say yes.
You're going to say yes?
Yeah, it's early in the season. Yeah, just let people. I mean, I wonder how many people cared, though.
Sean, is that worthy of a, you know, hey, let's honor you and have you throw out the first pitch?
You're setting me up for an unintentional shot, but it's the truth. The Mets have so lowered the bar on these first pitches that, yes, I think the Big East champions, both regular season and the tournament, can throw out a first pitch.
Somehow you turn that into shade on the Mets.
I know.
Like, how did that happen?
No, because it's the truth, though. I mean, they're going to do much less deserving than St. John's this year, so how could I now cherry pick and say St. John's
is deserving? Were these your first words of the day?
Yes,
pretty much. First words of the day. You're throwing shade.
I spoke plenty. Right. Last 4 days.
His voice needs a break. I can't believe that somehow turned into a shot at the Mets. Mm.
But am I wrong?
No.
The Rizzler just threw out the first pitch 3 days ago. Tiki, you missed that.
The Rizzler?
Yes. Rizzler. And the Mets have a win streak within the Rizzler. More on that later.
Do you know who the Rizzler is?
No.
He's the really heavyweight kid that touches his face awkwardly. He's like a TikTok viral sensation.
I have zero idea what you're talking
about. You know, when the Rizzler threw out the first pitch, that was a game I brought Jet to, and I asked him, hey, is that cool that the Rizzler's throwing out the first pitch? He had no idea who he was.
Good for Jet.
So I thought as an 8-year-old, maybe he would be all over.
What's his content like?
I think he just touches his face a lot and sings. Doesn't he sing?
He joins the Costco guys from time to time.
Yeah, the boom guys, the bang, boom, boom guys. Tommy, do you think it was worthy of first pitch throwing to honor St. John's?
I think if you position it that St. John's won the regular season in the Big East and the Big East tournament, then yes.
Okay.
So I have no issue with it.
Yeah, I get it.
Does that make sense?
It's fine.
They had accomplishments this year.
They haven't been there in a lot of years. They haven't felt relevant in forever. So, yeah, it's fine.
After the 2000...
This was yesterday?
This was today.
Oh,
this was earlier today. After the 2005 season, you know, the Giants won 11 games. You guys had a wonderful year. You won the division that year. And obviously, you know, the playoffs didn't go very well. Would you want to be honored at Shea Stadium or Yankee Stadium? Would you say, yeah, you know what? We won 11 games. We had a wonderful season. Or would you be like, no, we were out-coached and outplayed 23-0 by the Panthers. I don't want to be honored. Good question,
it's
just, right?
It's kind of a marketing thing, though. So you want to get the Giant fan interested in this particular Met game. You want to get the St. John fan interested in this particular Met game. I get it. It's fine.
That's so approval.
Maybe you sell a couple extra tickets, make some few more shekels.
I get you. So it's a St. John's marketing ploy.
Yes,
100%. Yeah, I'll buy that.
And John Franco caught it, right?
I think John was involved. John is a big St. John's guy. Ben Rice in the leadoff spot for the third time this season hit a two-run home run in the top of the seventh inning. So the Yankee bats, who had been scoreless for how many straight innings, if you want to count it up?
Yeah.
What was their scoreless streak until Ben hit a two-run home run?
Give me a second to count.
Can you math that up?
Waiting for the best deals? Spring Black Friday savings are here. Shop early access now at Blinds.com and save big on new custom window treatments. At Blinds.com, shopping online for custom window treatments doesn't mean sacrificing on service, selection, or style. As the number one online retailer of custom window treatments, Blinds.com has hundreds of options to fit any decor and budget. Choose from stylish roller or bamboo shades, blackout options, and more. We even have motorized shades for your patio. DIY, or let our experts handle the heavy lifting. Blinds.com has you covered with free virtual consultations. We'll even send a pro to do the measure and install. Try before you buy with free samples delivered to your door. With over 25 million windows covered, every order's backed with Blinds.com's 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop Blinds.com Spring Black Friday Early Access now for up to 40% off with minimum purchase, plus a free measure. Save up to 40% at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Nerds. Today's episode is sponsored by Smart Travel, a new podcast from NerdWallet. Smart Travel doesn't just cover points and miles. They break down all the financial aspects of your trip, whether that's the best days to book, how to avoid hidden fees, or which fancy travel credit cards pay off, and which ones are just an expensive flex. If you want your travel budget to work harder, then dive into the best deals, products, services, and more with Smart Travel from NerdWallet, wherever you get your podcasts.
Today's podcast is sponsored by Midi Health. At any given time, 61% of adult women say they want to lose weight. But for many, that's easier said than done. If you've had trouble losing weight, don't lose hope. Midi Health uses a deep understanding of women's hormones and a combination of weight loss medications to create a customized plan for each user. Midi Health can help you achieve more effective and sustainable weight loss by addressing hormone imbalances. Midi can also prescribe proven weight loss medications that help you experience reduced appetite and increased feelings of fullness. When paired with hormone optimization, you're not just managing your weight, you're also supporting your body's natural processes, which means you can overcome those weight loss plateaus that in the past have been so difficult to move beyond. So if you're ready to combine the power of hormones with the power of weight loss medications, visit joinmidi.com today. Discover how this innovative approach can lead you to lasting success. That's joinmidi.com.
For us, he broke the scoreless tie with a two-run bomb, so the Yankees are up 2-0, bottom of the seventh inning. Like I mentioned, Max Fried's been brilliant, and he's got a very reasonable pitch count. 6 scoreless innings and a pitch count of 80, so there'd be no excuse, I don't care how cold it is, for Fried to not come back out and pitch the bottom of the seventh inning nursing this two-run lead. Let's go to Scott.
16, by the way. 16.
16 scoreless, wow. Let's go to Scott in Rockaway. How are you, Scott?
Good, Evan. Thank you for asking, buddy. You know, I just want to let you boys know my wife and I are expecting our first child in October.
Nice.
So congratulations.
Thanks, guys. This does, you know, tie in a little bit here. We're notoriously both sides, you know, big babies, man. We're real nervous. So, you know, Evan, I was wondering, what does your wife use to push you in? What stroller is it? The Nuna, the Alpha Baby?
Well, what have I done to be baby-worthy today?
Oh, no, not today. That's what they asked me.
Oh, just
this
in
is a
general.
General.
Oh, okay, that's fair.
Yeah, I mean, just a big red baby, that's all.
Ah, nice.
By the way, can't dispute that.
Babies are cool. I'm trying to remember. I mean, I've had so many babies. I don't even remember what strollers we used.
Yeah. I'm a baby.
Yeah.
No, I am a baby. I don't mind that. A big red baby. A big red hairy baby. But today I've been very mature. Today I've been the mature one because I'm the one trying to convince Knicks fans, hey, don't get too crazy about regular season basketball. I've been saying that for months, actually. I don't think I've ever been more consistent on an issue. than I've been about that. The one thing I have evolved on, and I remember this, but it was brought to my attention with many, many old tweets that I issued over the years. I used to hate fouling up three. In fact, I once got into a loud argument with Lawrence Frank at a bowling alley about fouling up three. That's right. I know that sounds pretty random, but I didn't like his strategy. And Lawrence, who's such a, what a good dude he was. I mean, you talk about a guy who was a good sport. I called for his firing like 150 times, and he was always such a good dude.
And he still would sit down and talk to you face to face.
He got it, man. Oh. You know what I mean? He understood. I'm a fan. I'm on the rally. What do you want me to do? What do you want me to say? But Lawrence and I would always argue about this. And I don't know if it was him or if it was just the game evolved. Like, the game evolved in a way in which...
Or maybe he was always right.
Yeah, I don't know about that.
What, like, I don't understand how you could not be right now, but not then.
Great question, Tiki. I'll tell you why. The Steph Curry revolution in the NBA. Making threes. The amount of threes, the percentage of threes, the amount of, like, insane threes have grown at an incredible rate over the last decade, where in 2011, the idea of hitting a game-tying three was just less likelier than it is now. Like, some of the logo threes we see today, you didn't see it 10 years ago.
No.
Just a different world. And that's my reasoning. And that's why I haven't changed. The league changed.
I can still see that. But at the end of the day, preventing someone from attempting a three when you're up three is still good for you.
In theory, you're right, but my point was you're extending the game. And when you're trailing, you're trying to extend it.
Yeah, when you're leading, you're trying to shorten the game.
I'm trying to end the game. But look, the league has changed in a way in which that Jason Tatum three surprised nobody.
Mm-hmm.
It just doesn't. It's just a different world. Let's go to Ted down in Houston. How are you, Ted?
Hey, I'm good, guys. Great show. Listen all the time.
Appreciate it.
Hey, you know, with Brunson being out, it seems to me that the Knicks have enough scoring, and I think they ought to trade Cat in the offseason for somebody.
Oh my God. I don't know.
They just got him.
But we got enough scoring. How many defensive liabilities are you going to have on the floor?
Yeah, that's a challenge.
That's the big caveat you have, and I think the overriding biggest issue the Knicks have. Knicks have two big issues, in my opinion. One is, I don't trust this head coach in a big spot, and history has backed me up on that. And the second is, their two best players are defensive liabilities.
Right.
And he's right about that.
And it's why their defensive rating for those, how was it, 2 weeks, 3 weeks that Jalen Brunson was out and banged up, it got better.
Yeah.
Because Deuce is just a better defender.
No, he's not the score he is.
No, of course not. But you had Cat, so it kind of, you didn't miss that much. Now, you miss his leadership. You miss Jalen Brunson being a playmaker when you need a playmaker, but defensively, you know, you wonder what's the advantage. Like, would you rather have a defensive advantage against the Boston Celtics to try to match them bucket for bucket?
Well, the problem with the defensive advantage on the Boston Celtics was I have to defend Mikal Bridges slightly. Mikal's taken a lot of heat last night and today because of the dropped pass, if you will. But Mikal Bridges defended Jason Tatum as tightly as you could.
All right. It's what you was brought here for, right?
That's right. The problem was Jason Tatum, and this is one of those moments, I know you hate to do it, but it's one of those moments where you just have to tip your hat because he was making shots that were not human last night.
But he's always been that way.
No, I agree. That's what makes him a freak. It makes him one of the top five players in the league. He's incredible. In fact, in a few minutes, I have to play you a clip from last night that actually cracked me up because it was in the midst of this when Jason Tatum was doing whatever he wanted, no matter how tightly Mikal Bridges defended him. And Reggie Miller had, like, the oddest one-liner about Tatum versus Bridges. In fact, would you like to hear that now?
Yeah, let's hear it.
Tommy, can you...
We're talking about it. Let's hear it.
Yeah, can you cue up the clip of Reggie Miller and his call on Jason Tatum? This was mid-fourth quarter. Bridges is doing everything he can. Like, I am defending him. And at this point, Tatum makes a Durant-like one-footer, okay, over Bridges. And Reggie Miller's analysis, I don't know why, was so weird, it cracked me up.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Hey everyone, quick shout out to Whole Foods Market. You know I'm all about eating fresh and finding quality ingredients, and that's exactly what Whole Foods delivers. Whether you're grabbing organic produce, high quality meats, or just a quick healthy snack, they've got you covered. Plus, they're all about sustainability and supporting local farmers, which I love. Next time you're grocery shopping, check them out. You'll taste the difference. Spring is the perfect time to refresh your table, and Whole Foods Market has everything you need. Hosting brunch? Picture this. Flaky, buttery quiche, crispy bacon, fresh berries, and of course, cold-pressed orange juice to brighten up your morning. And if you're in the mood for something fizzy, check out their seasonal Italian sodas. Berry Blend and Orange Hibiscus are total must-tries. So whether you're planning a casual get-together or a full-on feast, Whole Foods Market has you covered. Make Whole Foods Market your destination for all spring gatherings.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
It's no surprise that facial hair is personal. It grows from your face. Whether you're going smooth shaven or maintaining a beard, Dollar Shave Club offers shave and grooming products that are always high quality, but never overpriced. Visit DollarShaveClub.com and use promo code SHAVEUP for 20% off $20 or more.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.